Scientists are actively working to combat the spread of climate-fueled diseases, such as dengue, by studying disease-carrying insects like mosquitoes. These insects are adapting to new climates and environments, thriving in warmer and wetter conditions caused by global warming. As leaders gather for COP28, the latest round of climate talks, experts emphasize the profound effect of global warming on global health. In response, scientists are combining insect surveillance with climate forecasts to develop prediction tools for disease outbreaks. By analyzing weather patterns, breeding sites, and other conditions, early warning systems can be implemented to help communities prepare and take preventative measures. One project funded by the Wellcome Trust is already using satellite images, drone data, and weather sensors to predict disease outbreaks in 12 countries. This information, combined with field research on mosquito populations, provides a better understanding of how climate change impacts insect-borne diseases. The goal is to save lives by identifying high-risk areas and implementing public health campaigns to protect individuals from disease-carrying mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are highly adaptable insects, capable of surviving in various climates and changing their behavior accordingly. If greenhouse gas emissions continue to rise, our climate will become even more conducive to supporting these mosquitoes, leading to an increase in disease transmission. The number of dengue cases reported to the World Health Organization has already dramatically increased in the last 2 decades, and countries like Bangladesh have experienced severe outbreaks linked to hotter and wetter conditions. To address this issue, scientists are developing early warning systems, such as the e-dengue system, which aims to predict outbreaks 2 months in advance. By mobilizing communities to take preventative measures, these systems can help alleviate the burden on healthcare systems and save lives. Disease forecasting relies on data from weather stations, drones, and local communities, which is then analyzed by powerful supercomputers to build predictive models. The Harmonize project is currently testing this approach in several countries, with the goal of adapting and implementing it worldwide. While preventative measures are being taken, experts emphasize the need to curb emissions as the most effective way to address climate change and its impact on human health. Health must be at the center of climate change negotiations, and climate action should prioritize both health and justice. As the problem of climate-fueled diseases continues to worsen, more attention, funding, and focus on these issues are necessary.